With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Fred Rial is 53. He was born in Cuesta in northern New Mexico, and as a young adult, he moved to Los Angeles. It was there that his love of lowriders emerged in the 1960s.
When I lived in Los Angeles, I'd see him quite often. In the small town that I was from in New Mexico, I never, you know, there was no such thing as a lowrider. And then, you know, moving to Española in the mid-70s, the lowrider scene in the 70s in Española was very powerful. So it was, you know, you were surrounded by them and you couldn't help but like them. When you take a classic or actually then they weren't even old cars and you lower them to the ground, it just makes them so long and so, you know, appealing.
Rial joined the car clubs that became popular in the 70s and started creating lowriders himself, repurposing hardware from World War II aircraft parts and later hydraulic pumps from refrigerator trucks.
You know, the delivery trucks had these certain pumps that would lift, refrigerators and things so they could load them onto these high trucks. And people started using those pumps on lowrider cars. And those are actually most of the same type of pumps that we use today. However, they've been refined to the point where they can make a car hop 120 inches.
And the acrobatics aren't the only appeal of lowriders. The candy apple red and other brilliant colors and the shiny chrome also grab attention.
I've probably owned at least, you know, over a dozen lowriders, and I've built some completely from scratch, from the ground up, you know, just taking apart every nut and bolt, pulling the body off of the frame, and painting, detailing, or chroming every part of the car and putting it together. I mean, there's a lot of work involved. It's something that you really have to be passionate about in order to put in the time and the resources to build a car from the beginning to the end. But, you know, the satisfaction you get when it's complete is it's worth the effort.
More on the lowrider scene with Fred Rial of Española tomorrow. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.